song. On your feet today, David said at last. I'm tired, David. Tired of watching your miserable carcass writhing around on the ground. I sank to my knees, and I staggered to my feet using my M16 as a crutch. Treat your weapon like a boyfriend, David. Respect it, care for it, develop a meaningful relationship with it. I felt my face burn. Not from the sun overhead. I didn't know the first thing about how to treat a guy, and he probably knew it too. Never abuse it. It may save your life someday. Be faithful to it, and it'll be faithful to you. Cadet Daly turned around, and I resumed the ready stance, butt stroke to the groin move. I gritted my teeth, and taking a giant step forward, I drove the butt of my weapon upward with one particular enemy soldier in mind. When bionic drills were over, Cadet Daly gave us 30 minutes of free time. Well, sort of. We were too used to the time to turn in our M16s, check our mail, change into fresh brown t-shirts and spit shine shoes, drink a canteen of water, write a letter home, and get into battle dress, underarms, pistol belt, bayonet, full canteen, white gloves, and M14 rifles, clean for drill. Any time remaining after accomplishing all that would be considered our free time. A few minutes after we had turned to our M16s into the weapons room and had visited the mail room, Gabrielle and I were at our desk, sitting in fresh brown t-shirts and chugging water from our canteens. I'm so hot, Gabrielle said between gulps. I can't stop sweating. This t-shirt is almost as soaked as the one I just took off. And look, she walked over to me and lifted the bangs away from my forehead. I'm breaking out all over the place. I have more red on my face than on the top of my head. It's not that bad, Gab. I put my drain canteen on my desk and started banning myself with my 4 pieces of mail. Gabrielle exaggerated everything. Easy for you to say, she yanked her bun out of her hair and sank it to her chair. You don't have it. You sweat like a beast, but never get this. It's not fair. Talking about my looks made me uncomfortable. It reminded me of my mother. She loved to comment on my looks, too, but never in a remotely positive way. I changed the subject. So, did you get any mail? Yeah, a letter from my mom and dad, and one from Sherry. She smiled, holding it up. I've told you about Sherry, haven't I?